Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Don't do it. Don't you let them feed kibble. Well, you can't really stop them. I mean, you know, some people have their mind set. They have their mind set on stuff. I recently had an email from a sweet customer who is trying to transition her dogs over, and they're having a tough time. Now, I can't always tell you what's going on in the house, but they're having a tough time transitioning. The dogs wouldn't eat, and then they would eat, and then they had loose stools. But here's the thing. Her husband is very much against the raw diet. He thinks it's too expensive. He thinks that the food that they've been feeding is just fine, although one of their dogs has cancer. So that can cause a lot of stress, right? People want instantaneous results. And most of the time we do get instantaneous results. But I will say this, sweet pet parents, those of you that are on the fence, or maybe you have friends, there can be a reluctance on the part of the pet to eat real raw food. Why? Because they are used to taste enhancers. They are used to all of the reasons why a dog would actually eat something that is like cardboard when it comes out of the extrusion and the heat, right? So they have to put these taste enhancers on it. So there can be a reluctance to eat raw food. However, if you want the best health for your dogs, you don't want to be feeding a processed food. Now, I see a lot of things going on in the pet food industry. I do think that they are very much taking notice of what the consumers want, because that means dollars. I'm not certain that they're taking into consideration pet health. That's not the way I see it written, not the way I see it advertised in these seminars and these webinars. It's mostly how do you get more customers on base? And the way you do that is you make their dogs want to eat that which, not nutritional, I should say, because there's all these type of webinars for how do we put colorings in and how do we put more fruits and veggies in, because that's what pet parents want. Okay. So it doesn't, again, have anything with health. All that just to say, I wouldn't give up on feeding a species-appropriate diet, because if you have a compromised dog, we have a gut that's compromised, and that's mostly what it is, then what are you going to feed them? Cooked food is void of a lot of nutrition. It's denatured. Kibble? Canned? HPP? Don't you want to feed them something that is appropriate for them? And that would be a pure raw diet, a species appropriate diet. How do you get balance? You feed variety, variety, variety. Honestly, I see a lot of people that feed the same thing over and over and over and over again. If you're going to do that, you definitely got to put some great supplementation in there, okay? You can't get everything you need from turkey. You can't get everything you need from goat. And furthermore, if your dog looks like they are allergic to everything, then I need to put you back in touch with our leaky gut seminar that we did with Julianne Lee on BitChute. It's in the Raw Dog Food and Company section on BitChute. I have a channel there, and that is there. Okay. Today, I do want Julianne Lee to explain the difference between healthy gut, gut soothe, and love bugs. All right. Because I know there are a lot of dogs out there that have these digestive issues. Okay. Either their regurgitating a lot, or they've got runny poops, or their gut's just inflamed. And these products are amazing. And I think that people get confused. Maybe you get stuck on one. Julianne Lee today is going to give you the differences. And I would really like to just put a plug in for Gut Soothe, a super great product. And it's something that can be used ongoing because dogs feel so great on it. But I'm going to let her tell you the difference between these three supplements. See if your dog's issues align with what she's saying. And then take a look at her protocol for getting your dog or your cat. She's going to talk about cats too, or your cat in the best possible health naturally, homeopathically, safely, and with a species appropriate diet. So Julianne Lee, tell us the difference in those three amazing products from Adored Beast.
We have questions from people going, which one do we use? Why would we use them? And you know, can we rotate them? Do we have to use them all at the same time? Definitely, you do not have to use them all at the same time. If you have a dog with leaky gut or a cat with leaky gut, then yes, they're meant to be used together. But when you are using them as a preventative or a maintenance, you don't. So Love Bugs is our pre and probiotic. It has 14 strains of probiotics, and then it has Larch as our prebiotic. The reason we use the prebiotic Larch is because it's been well documented that it helps to reduce the metastases of tumors. So we have one eye on cancer, and we have one eye on the immune system with the gut. Now, Love Bugs is our base of what we use in Healthy Gut and Gut Soothe. So you don't have to use Love Bugs if you're using Healthy Gut or Gut Soothe. So let's talk about Gut Soothe now. Gut Soothe would be used for animals that had inflammatory bowel disease, sensitive stomachs, gut trauma, leaky gut syndrome, have been on long courses of antibiotics. So there's a strong inflammatory or possible trauma to the gut. What you would do with that is you could give a jar of complete a jar of the Gut Soothe, and then you could go on to the next products. But the really interesting thing about Gut Soothe is it's not just for the gut. It's got really incredible soothing qualities like marshmallow root and aloe and acetylglucosamine. And it actually calms down and really helps amazing with smooth muscle. Smooth muscle is in your nasal cavities. It's in the lungs. It's in the bladder. It's in so many areas of the body. So we find that it actually really helps with dogs like pugs and bulldogs and dogs that have sort of a chronic, small faces. So that there's a chronic inflammatory response, just the fact that they're breathing all the time. It really helps with phlegm. It helps them be not as congested. It works incredible for that side of the bully breeds. It also works really well with cats that have interstitial cystitis or dogs with chronic bladder issues. It's an amazing product, not just for the gut, but if you have a dog that regurgitates or has acid reflux or just even to keep the stomach and the gut healthy, you can use Gut Soothe maybe twice a year. You can use it one jar, use the whole thing. Do it twice a year, and that just helps to maintain really, really strong gut flora and just working on the chronic inflammatory response that happens even from environmental toxins. So now we're going to look at Healthy Gut. Healthy Gut is our digestive enzyme that also has the pre and probiotic in it, and we use not just fruit extract enzymes, we also use animal extract enzymes. So we've done both of them for dogs and cats because we need to make sure that it mimics as close as we can to the enzymes that would be natural in a dog and a cat's body. why you would use that would be if you're concerned at all about the nutritional absorption. And it's very important because a lot of times through stress, food doesn't get absorbed the way it should. And if you're on, if your animals are on dry food, I know most of the people that are watching this, their animals are on raw, but for those of you that are still feeding dry, the probability of dry food being able to absorb properly in a dog or a cat's gut is really unlikely because of the length, literally because of the length of the intestine. So what you want is you want to get that food digested as quickly as possible so that they can actually absorb all the nutrition that's in the dry food. A really great way of doing that is to add bone broth to the food and then add some healthy gut digestive enzyme, and it will help exponentially your animal being able to absorb the actual nutrients that are in the food. The other thing it works really good for is cats with fur balls, cats with chronic constipation. It's an incredible product. And I love the fact that it's so interchangeable with Gut Soothe. So we recommend doing a rotation of Love Bugs, and then and it's so easy to do. You don't have to go, oh, well, this month I got to do this, or this month I have to do that. You can just use a jar of Love Bugs, run out of it, a jar of Gut Soothe, run out of it, a jar of Healthy Gut, and run out of that. And then you can just rotate them. So they work really well together, but they definitely have different uses in the body. So I hope that helps.
So there you go. Gut Soothe. I just have to put another plug in for Gut Soothe because I think it's great, especially again for some of these bully breeds. All right. You could get that in our supplement section. Make sure that you get your dogs on a species appropriate diet, meat, bones, organ, fat. All right. That's what we need. And we need variety, 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 variety. If you've done a allergy test and you're coming up with my dog's allergic to everything, well, pretty much no, probably has a leaky gut. All right. So we can get that leaky gut healed and then we can eat more food. But if you're not going to do that, if you're really stuck on the fact that my dog can only eat one protein, let's get some phytoplankton in them. Let's get some green-lipped mussel in them. Let's get some green eggs, some Red Rover. Okay, you see where I'm going with this? Some Guts and Glory. Let's rotate some things in there that you're not getting and you will never get if you just feed one protein. Also, I want to clear up one other thing. The tags that say for supplemental feeding only, why is that? In a pure raw diet, we do not adhere to the NRC, to the dry food standard. What they do, again, back to what I said in the beginning, since the food that's cooked at such a high heat and extruded and ruined, basically, they have to put all those synthetic and preservatives back into the food. They have to put synthetic vitamins in there because they're not going to get it out of the food. We're not going to do that. So we were made to say for supplemental feeding only because the standard is the dry food. It's not the standard for the dogs, but it darn sure is the standard in the industry of pet food. So don't think that that means, oh, I have to add a bunch of things to it, unless you are a raw feeder who is only doing one protein, all right? And many people are out there saying 80-10-10, 80-10-10 is incomplete, incomplete, incomplete. It's all incomplete if you're only doing one thing all the time. With the 80-10-10s, it is a super great base. And I say a great base. You can add duck heads, duck feet. You can add more organs. You can do a lot of things with 80-10-10. But it is a great blend. It's been the standard for a long time. If you can put extra organs in there, beautiful. Like I said, add some bison testicles. Add some of these great air-dried foods that we have. We call them air-dried treats, but they're air-dried food. Their trachea, their liver, their lung, Okay. They're amazing. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com. If you have any questions, you can always email us. If you have any questions for Dr. Judy Jasek, please email us. Dr. Todd Cooney will be on the podcast on Thursday this week. And that's going to be exciting because he does things very much out of the box. And you're going to want to hear what he has to say. Get your dogs on a species appropriate diet today. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com because here at Raw Dog Food, your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.